What's up? You know what it is. I'm back, and it's Between a Rock and a Star Place. I hope everyone has had a wonderful weekend. Of course, you know it's back to the grind, back to work, back to Sunday camp, summer camp, and all that good stuff. So, today, I just wanted to kind of just talk to you about something personal. You know, it's part of my journey. And of course, if you don't know, I am a mom of four. Eventually, if I haven't shared already, I will share parts of my story of, you know, why my all four of my kids are not with me. But I do have my son. I have my daughter. She had, at the age of 13, she decided that she needed to separate and she wanted to stay with her aunt. Of course, that wasn't the easiest thing to hear. You know, no parent wants to hear their child tell them that they don't want to live with them because you feel like you have failed as a parent. But I had to come to terms with the fact that there may have been some things that I neglected in terms of listening to her and really hearing her heart and acknowledging how she feels about certain things. I wanted to be that mom that, you know, I'm going to be hard because I don't want my kids to make the same mistakes that I made. I'm not going to be that parent that's going to let their child walk all over them. And sometimes when you're that abrasive or you're that harsh, you forget to be a little bit tender to allow them to express how they feel and not feel devalued or not feel like they don't deserve to express themselves respectfully. But she has been with me over the weekend. She will possibly be with me for a week. And then I'm also going to be traveling sometime this week to go get my second daughter, who is with my mother. That's a whole nother episode. However, my daughter, my oldest, she's 13. And let me tell you something, that age, some teenagers blossom right through it, and then you have other teenagers who they will try you. They will try your patience. And they will tippy toe to that line that you have drawn. And I realized that sometimes she gets on my nerves. And, you know, some parents who are listening to this may, you know, you may judge me and you may, you know, say, like, you know, you're not supposed to say that as a mom, but I'm going to say it. Like, sometimes I'm like, girl, like, you are mad annoying. I love you. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that has nothing to do with, you know, me wanting to be around you or anything like that. And it's not her agreeable behavior that is annoying. It's not the sweeter parts of her. It's those disruptive behaviors, like small white lies that you don't have to lie about, or it's the constant having to be told more than once to do a certain thing. Those are the things that are really like pet peeve to me. At the age of 13, there are just certain things that I expect out of you. I do not expect to have to tell you more than once to do something. I do not expect to have to go back and forth with you on certain instructions. Like, this is not, it's not a negotiation. It's not a debate. And the thing that I try very hard to do is to make sure that she doesn't try to manipulate me. So it's a fine line, especially in this situation. It's a fine line, especially in this situation, because sometimes I feel like she may do certain things because of the situation. You know, she may think that, okay, well, you know, I know that my mom doesn't like that I'm not living at home, so I may be able to get away with more things because she doesn't want to not have me want to come here. And I had to let her know that even though I may not like the situation, or I may not like the fact that she feels like she doesn't want to be here, at the same time, I am at peace. You know, I can't stress about it. Because at the end of the day, I want what's best for her. I want what's going to be best for her emotional well-being and for her mental well-being. And right now, she doesn't feel like being with me is going to help that, then I want her to be where she feels like she's going to be able to flourish the most. However, we're not going to take advantage of the situation or be manipulative and think that, you know, because you are looking for me to respond a certain way, that if I don't respond that way, then you won't come here, baby girl. It's okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's okay. Because at the bigger picture, I'm still your mother. And when you come here, there are still expectations. Those expectations do not go away because you do not live in the same household. You don't get to come here and do whatever you want because you don't live here. That's not how that works. And so, you know, being a parent is a life long learning process. You never get to a place where you have achieved it. I mean, if only place that I know that you can get to and say I have achieved it as a parent is like you on your way to the upper room. Like you on your way to meet the Lord. But while, even as they grow up and they get older and they become adults and they become parents and they have spouses and boyfriends and girlfriends and all this stuff, you never stop learning and you never stop teaching. And that is what I am realizing, that as a parent, I haven't done everything right. I haven't always said things the right way. I haven't always taken the time to understand. I am not, if you were to ask, if probably used to ask my kids, I'm not the fun parent. And it's not that I don't like to have fun, because I can do activities that are fun, but I am not like the fun parent. And that is something that is very much outside of, my comfort zone, because I get annoyed so quickly, especially when I feel like you're old enough to understand certain things. So when I feel like you're trying to play me because you are trying to get out of, or you just want to be treated like a baby, I can't handle that. Like I and I've always been that way. Like it's not just with my kids, but I've always been that way with kids, period. Like even when I was working in daycare and I was working with older kids, and I was working with teenagers, and I was working with kids who are, preteens. And when you get to a level where we can have a conversation and I can say something to you and you understand exactly what I'm saying, when you act like you don't understand what I'm saying after that, like when I've said something and then you totally disregard it, but you understood everything else. Like it's just it I can go from 0 to 60 quick. And again, it's a learning process, because I have to say to myself, okay, like calm down and try to be a little bit more open. Try to be a little bit more understanding. Don't be so quick to get upset. Have a little bit more patience, because kids are at an age where they are going to test their limits, they're going to test their boundaries, they're going to see what they can and cannot get away with. They're going to see, what is the limit. My daughter, she be extroverted. I'm not even gonna lie. She be extroverted. I be like thinking to myself, this I wasn't this. I don't remember being this way at her age, but maybe I was. I don't know. You'd have to ask my parents about that. I mean, I know I did certain things. When I, at being her age, I did certain things that I get on her about now. But I just feel like some of the things that she do is like to the 10th power. I feel like I feel like I need to call on the help of Super Mario. I need someone to help me. But, you know, at the end of the day, I try to make sure that I always, you know, even if I am fussing or I'm giving an instruction, you know, later on when I've had opportunity to process what has happened, you know, I try to make sure that, you know, I always tell my kids, you know, how smart they are and how beautiful they are. You know, tell my son how handsome he is. You know, he is very ambitious. You know, his main objective in life is to be rich. And I try to encourage him, you know, that it's great that you want to, you know, to make money, but, you know, at the end of the day, you have to be smart. You know, you have to know what to do with your money, because there's no sense in having money if the only thing you want to have money for is to have things. Because eventually, things will fade. They will pass away. They will be valued. And then what are you left with? If everything gets taken away from you, what are you left with? No one can take your intelligence away unless you give it away. Unless you drink it away. Unless you smoke it away. You know, nobody can take knowledge from you. And knowledge is power. And that is what's going to bring you the opportunity to become wealthy. And you want to make sure that you get that. Like, you want to make sure that you look back and you bring people along. Like, you reach back for those who look like you. You know, like, the money will come, but it's only going to come if you utilize your mind. And your mind can't always be wrapped up in a video game or wrapped up in social media and wrapped up in, you know, wrapped up in things that do not promote productivity. Can't be wrapped up in things that are going to make you lazy and they are not going to be beneficial to you in the long run, because before you know it, you're going to blink and y'all going to be 18, going to be going off to college or going off to do a trade or, you know, going off to work a job. But you're going to be doing something. And so, yeah. And I just wanted to be, like, real about, you know, how I feel as a parent and the things that I go through as a mom, because my journey as a mom is probably not like most people, and it's not always easy. And if you don't know me and you don't know the situation, you can easily judge and say, you know, because I don't have all of my kids with me, I am not a good mother. And in some respect, that may be true. Like, that's not to say that, you know, I'm out here mistreating my kids. That's just to say that, they should be with me. How, However, we all make decisions that we think are the best decisions at the time. I can say that through all of the struggles and the challenges and the obstacles that I have been through when it comes to my children, they're not in foster care system, they're not being abused and mistreated. They are not lacking the essentials. They are good kids, and they may have some rough edges, but we all do. And as a parent, we're here to help refine them, to polish them, so that they can be productive members of society. And so, I always like to encourage my listeners that as parents, every day is not going to be peaches and cream. Even as babies, every day will not be peaches and cream with your kids. You're going to have those moments where they test you. You have those moments where they test you as they grow from infants to toddlers, as they grow from toddlers to adolescents. They move from adolescents to preteens and preteens to young adults. And even when they get into adulthood, they still may challenge you. So be encouraged. That is always my goal, is that I always leave you with encouragement. Be encouraged. Your village is important. And your village are the people that are good influences on your children. Your village are those who will step in and stand in the gap. Your village are those who love your children just as much as you do. Your village are the ones who are going to celebrate your children's wins. They are going to comfort them in their losses, and they are going to let them know when they are wrong. They are going to be there to help correct, to help teach, to help guide. And it's important that you stay connected to your village. Doesn't mean that, they have to tell you what you should do. Doesn't mean that they have control over, how you may parent or discipline. However, it's good to still have that connection, because you will need someone to help. You will need someone to help give you a break. You will need someone to help give you advice and wisdom. You will need someone to encourage you on those in those moments where it's tough. or there are transition periods. And if you don't have your own nuclear family, like your spouse, and if you don't have a nuclear family and you're a single parent out here, it is very important that you don't feel like you're in it by yourself. And I know that there are single parents out there who sometimes feel like they are all they have, like they are in it by themselves. They don't have that village. They don't have that community of family and friends to be that protection for the children until the children get out into the world and begin to make their own decisions and pave their own path. I hope that you have enjoyed today's episode. Just wanted to come to you with something authentic. I mean, everything that I come to you with is authentic, but I really wanted to talk about something that was recently hitting home for me. I don't know if there are other parents who who look at their kids sometimes and be like, "Dang, this child is, I birthed this child, like I had this child, like this child, when did they become so annoying? Why do they agitate my soul so much?" You love them to pieces, but you be like, "Ooh, child." Please, as always, you can find me on all your favorite podcast streams. Please make sure that you check me out on Instagram. I'm at Jeanette Wright. Also, you can see me on Facebook, author Brandis Fain. And please like, share, leave comments. I want to hear your feedback. Let me know what you think. Until we come together again, may the Lord watch over you and me. Peace.